Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is April 1st, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Angiography-based physiology to guide coronary revascularization. This international, randomized, non-inferiority trial directly compared angiography-derived vessel fractional flow reserve, VFFR, with pressure wire-based fractional flow reserve, FFR, for guiding coronary revascularization. The trial evaluated VFFR, a method derived from three-dimensional quantitative coronary angiography that does not require a pressure wire or hyperemic agent. It established a robust head-to-head comparison to assess the effectiveness and safety of this less invasive physiological guidance for intermediate coronary lesions. The study addressed a critical lack of data on angiography-based revascularization guidance compared to the established pressure wire FFR technique. Article number 2. Left ventricular unloading and high-risk percutaneous coronary intervention. This randomized trial assigned 300 patients with severe left ventricular dysfunction and extensive coronary artery disease to a strategy of elective unloading with a microaxial flow pump or to standard care during planned complex percutaneous coronary intervention, PC1. The study established a direct comparison to determine if percutaneous left ventricular unloading improves outcomes in this high-risk patient population. It specifically investigated the impact of prophylactic mechanical support via a microaxial flow pump on mortality and complications during complex revascularization. This trial provides crucial data on the efficacy of a dedicated left ventricular unloading strategy in patients undergoing high-risk PC1. Article number 3. 1. 5. U.S. or angiography guidance for percutaneous coronary intervention in complex coronary bifurcation lesions, the DKCR USH8 randomized clinical trial. Intravascular ultrasound, I5US, guided percutaneous coronary intervention, PC1, is associated with fewer clinical events than angiography-guided PC1. The DKCRUSH8 randomized clinical trial directly investigated the treatment effect of 1.5 US-guided PC1 compared to angiography-guided PC1 in patients with complex coronary bifurcation lesions undergoing double kissing crush stenting. This study established a head-to-head comparison to determine if 1.5 U.S. guidance improves outcomes in this specific, challenging patient subgroup. It provides definitive evidence for the optimal guidance strategy in complex coronary bifurcation lesions treated with double kissing crush. Article number 4. MR Pro A. DM predicts mortality and heart failure events in ATTR cardiac amyloidosis. This study evaluated the prognostic value of 12 different circulating biomarkers for predicting outcomes in transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, ATTR-CM. The assessed biomarkers included N-terminal pro-B type natriuretic peptide, NT-pro-B, NP, high-sensitivity troponin 1, HSTNI, and mid-regional proadrenomedulin, MR-ProADM. The research specifically investigated tools for risk and prognosis stratification in ATTR-CM patients, addressing a growing clinical demand due to earlier diagnoses and new therapeutic options. This evaluation provides a comprehensive assessment of biomarker utility in identifying patient risk for future events in this disease. Article number 5. Adaptive A, 1. 4. Cardiovascular event adjudication. Cardiovascular event adjudication across different definitions in the ODY, SSEY, OUT, COMES, and EUCL 1. D. Trials. Researchers developed and validated ADAPTCEC, an artificial intelligence A1, algorithm capable of adjudicating multiple cardiovascular endpoints and adapting to new definitions. The algorithm was derived using data on myocardial infarction, M1, stroke, and heart failure from the ODYSSEYOUTCOMES trial. ADAPTCEC underwent external validation using M1, stroke, bleeding, and cardiovascular, C5, death data from the EUCL1. D. Trial, demonstrating its performance across different clinical definitions. This innovative A.1 solution provides an adaptive, automated method for C5. Endpoint measurement in clinical trials, offering potential reductions in time and cost. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.